Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those with support by Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just click on their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. Also, Sonicwall Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you're missing that last element to support your vision, Sonicwall can help you find it. And joining us here today, back on the show, Jarvis Griffin of the band Paper Aliens. How are you, Jarvis?
I'm doing well, Hunter. How are you?
I'm well. What would you like to play for us before we get to talking here?
So we're unprepared, and we didn't know we needed three songs. So we have this cover that we were running this morning to warm up, and we're going to do a little bit of it for you. It's by Alicia Keys. It's called If I Ain't Got You. And joining me is going to be Tony Scuria from Delirious George. They're also a local band. Thank you so much. Hope you guys enjoy
it. Good morning, everybody.
Excellent. Here's Jarvis Griffin here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Taste of it for you guys.
Yeah. Jarvis Griffin here on Hunter at Sunrise.
And Tony Scuria on the guitar. Thank you so much.
Yeah, what was the band that you're in, Tony?
I'm in a group called Delirious George, also out of Norfolk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So how have you been, Jarvis?
I've been doing all right.
Yeah?
As all right as can be.
Yeah? Have you been able to do any streaming or playing out and about during this pandemic?
We did a few streams earlier in the year, and we did a few shows earlier in the year. And what I'm looking to do now is last, I think the day after Christmas, we had, we took part in this event called Porchella. And
oh, yeah.
It was an outdoor event, and people just offered up their porches, and we set up the band on the porch, and people would walk by, and it was socially distant. Everyone was wearing their masks.
Yeah.
And it was, like, really cool, and I'm hoping to get more into outdoor events, even in the winter. I feel more comfortable outside.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I appreciate you coming down here today. I hope the size of the studio is enough distance for you.
Oh, no, it's great. It's perfect.
Excellent.
So wait, can I do a little shameless advertisement?
Sure.
Hey, if you have a porch or even backyard, you want to have me play in the band play or me and Tony play, like any configuration, I'm down to play. Like, I'd love to play outside in your backyard.
So you've been able to get together some with Paper Aliens and play.
Yes.
Who else is in the band? Why don't you?
So there's Nate Levine on the guitar.
Right.
Elijah Jackson on the bass, Brian Slingerland on the drums, and Andrew Wright on the keys.
Cool. And so they've been able to get together and play some together.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't think we could have survived without each other.
I was about to say, that must be a big therapy session for you.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? It's great. Okay, they're my favorite people in the world because I feel like they're a reflection of different parts of my psyche. Huh. So I like relate to them all in their own individual ways. So I'd like it, being around them makes me feel like more complete.
Well, you did an Alicia Keys song. Is she one of your favorite artists, or what kind of artists have brought music to you?
I love Alicia Keys because I like her piano playing.
How can you not?
Right.
Yeah.
And I love her voice, and I like that her voice is raw. Even in her recordings, I feel like her voice is like, she just gives you like what it is. Here it is, you know?
Right.
And I also, growing up, I listened to a lot of gospel music because my dad was a pastor, or is a pastor.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, come from a really religious family.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, Christian gospel music was what I listened to a lot. So
you probably sang in the church, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
You were in the choir?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was. Honestly, that's my, like, it's my favorite part about the memory of church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is singing in the choir. Like, that is what I love. I don't know. I love it a lot.
Yeah.
You probably can hear it sometimes when I'm singing.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
We're talking with Jarvis Griffin here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do something else?
Sure.
Something more original?
Let's do something original. We did come prepared with a couple of originals. Are we going to start with the one that pretty much we did last night?
Maybe we should start. Yeah, sure.
You wanted to start with that
one?
Yeah. Okay. What's the name of this song?
Are we untitled on it?
It's still untitled.
I told you to come up with something.
I know. So maybe when you guys listen to it, you can just think of some words that stick out to you and a feeling that sticks out to you. You're like, oh, that's the title.
It's so new, I've got to think of a good tempo here because I'll mess it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jarvis approached me not that long ago and just one of those cold, hey, do you want to try and get together and write some music? And first one was actually pretty much from last night.
Mm-hmm. It really got you actually wrote this last night?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, okay.
So he had some ideas for some lyrics, and he kind of fingered a little bit on the piano, like something.
I'm a piano finger. I don't play it yet.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it was enough to convey a message, and we just kind of built from there.
Okay. Here's Jarvis Griffin here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I'm going to give you a little bit about what this song's about. So it's, you're going to like a bar club, an experience I know we all are missing right now. And you go there and you see a crowd of people, but there's somebody in that crowd of people that stands out to you because, wow, that person's very different. And like everyone's laughing at stuff, but they're not laughing. Like, and it takes something like big to inspire them to emote, I guess. So I'm acknowledging that, and I'm like, okay, that person's different like me a little bit. You're a quiet one, but you stand out in the crowd. I am overcome. You're a sight to my wounded eyes. It's obvious. They don't know what they possess. Yes, it's obvious that I'm captured by a walking dream. 'Cause I already know your confidence is overgrown. that crowd. You're a mystery. You're a sight to heal my wounded eyes. It's obvious they don't know what they possess. Yes, it's obvious I am captured by a walking dream. 'Cause I already know your confidence is overgrown. 'Cause you already show this life outside of comfort zones, as above, so below. I don't know what I possess. Yes, it's obvious you're captured by a walking dream. 'Cause you already know my confidence is overgrown. As above, so below. Through my eyes into your soul. As above, so below. To your soul, I don't have to tell you, you know who you are. I don't have to tell you, you know who you are. You know.
Wow, that was wonderful, Jarvis
so much.
Griffin here
and Tony
on 100. And
I'm
Tony
not
Scurria.
I'm nervous when I play, but that one I felt
wow, that was great.
thank you.
And I was thinking of some titles for you.
Oh, what is it?
You Know Who You Are.
Perfect.
A good title. A word that you didn't even say in there. Charismatic.
Ooh, okay. I love that a lot. That's the name, Charismatic.
Because as soon as you started talking about the person in the crowd mm-hmm. who doesn't say anything mm-hmm. but still stands out,
right.
that spoke to me about charisma.
Right.
Charismatic.
I want to know who he is. Who's that?
Right, yeah. He's got charisma.
Mm-hmm. Or when I listen to this interview like 15 times tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll be cemented in my brain.
There you go. You can listen to it over and over
and
again.
You know what? I'm getting over, you know, like people are like, okay, I hate hearing myself on a recording. No, I'm getting over that. Like, love it. Love yourself. Love the way you sound. You sound great, boo.
Yeah.
I'm talking to myself in the future.
There you go.
Well, it sounds like you've been writing while this pandemic's been going on.
A little bit.
So this is the first time you've gotten to try out some of these songs.
This is the first new song I've done the entire pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What about this next one?
Oh, we have another one too. But yeah. Okay, that was the first one. This is the second one.
This one came from, you know, our first get together.
Yes.
And it just kind of immediately kind of started pouring out. Again, similar scenario. He had a concept of a song in mind, and then a little bit of an idea, then in some adjustments, some transposing to find the right key for it.
Sure. What made you guys get together?
How'd
that come about?
I have a fun story for y'all.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's going to be really short, though.
Okay.
So there is this outdoor, again, I love playing outdoor. There's this outdoor festival, not even festival. It was kind of a birthday party. There was like, 20 people there? This was at the beginning of the pandemic. It was a camping trip, and it was like, Delirious was like, hey, would you like to do a song with us?
My group, Delirious Joy.
Yes. Right. And I was like, of course I'm going to do a song with
y'all.
What
did we play?
We did Strawberry Letter 23.
Strawberry Letter 23.
Wow.
And, Brothers Johnson?
Yes. And it was a camping trip, so there was no service, no electronics. It was nice to just be dirty around a campfire with my new friends. And I was like, Tony, we should write together.
We did. I guess I didn't realize that it had sparked there, but you're right. That was. But the two groups have played together quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
When we can get back to it, you know, we were trying to do something that would be more annual. We really only had one rendition of it. My group's very funk oriented,
okay.
We were trying to do kind of a Nor Funk Fest kind of thing.
Okay.
And we had Paper Aliens on the first bill, and we've shared the stage with them before, but. Yeah, we're kind of in a similar music scene, so you know we all kind of know each other, and yeah, it's about branching out and you know just trying different things. So we're both cheating on our bandmates right now,
right?
Promote both bands at once. That's
They're going,
a good
Why
thing.
Aren't you guys writing music for us? I'm like, well, you didn't pull this out of me,
so. Right? I was telling Angela, I was like, Angela, I think sometimes I'm actually a little scandalous, and I was like, that sounds a little scandalous.
Doesn't it make it feel like more fun? Like we're cheating?
It does, but it's like it's harmless fun.
Yeah. What's the name of this next song?
It's called Mirrors. Okay, I'm going to give you a quick rundown. So I'm thinking...
No bed music this time.
So obviously, during the pandemic, I keep bringing up the pandemic. So obviously, I didn't get to go home as often as I'd like to. So I was thinking about life growing up. Me and Tony got together. We were talking about like just being reflective of like, other people around you and just listen to the words. I'm not going to explain it. I'm just going to sing it.
And it's called, again?
Mirrors.
Excellent. Here's Jarvis Griffin here on Unearthed Sunrise.
Sweet.
Looking back at me is what I see. Took a leap to help erase this. Now I'm flying with you. Memories on their faces. Looking back at me is what I see. Took a leap to help escape this. Now I'm flying with you. Now I'm flying with you. Now I'm flying with you. I'm flying with you. Back in the day, I was afraid, so afraid to lose. Realize today, if you turn away, you're one that's losing. Back in the day, try to explain, fear is just excuses. I try today to see it your way, be open to the truth. You'll never need to hide away. This I promise, nothing comes between you and me. This I promise. This I promise. Mirrors on the faces. Looking back at me, a memory. Took a leap to help erase this. Now I'm flying with you. Memories on the faces.
Looking back at me is what I see. Took a leap to help erase this. Now I'm flying with you. Yes, I'm flying with you. Yes, I'm flying with you. Yes, I'm flying with you. Back in the day, I was afraid, so afraid to lose. I know today, if you turn away, the loss belongs to you. You never need to hide away. This I promise. Nothing comes between you and me. This I promise. This I promise. Oh. Yeah, yeah. This I promise.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Jarvis Griffin here on Hunter at Sunrise and Tony Scaria. Is that the way you pronounce it?
Scaria, yeah.
Good. Excellent. I got it right. Man, I'll tell you, you really get into singing a song.
Oh, thank
the
you so
look
much.
On your face, it's like you have left the planet or something.
I'm trying to leave the planet. Elon Musk, beat me up, Scotty. Okay.
You want to go into space and sing?
Yes.
You want to be one of the first singers in space?
That'd be great. Hey, Hunter, I just want to give a tip of advice. If you're really passionate about it, it covers all the mistakes. Just be super passionate about it. It covers all the mistakes.
And we stumbled through. We stumbled through.
But wow.
Oh, you dug your shade. You guys are great.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been That's wonderful.
Right. Hey, Miss Denise. I didn't get a chance to see you this time, but hopefully we see you next time.
And I hope you guys have a happy new year, by the way.
Yeah, thank you so much, you too.
Excellent. Jarvis Griffin and Tony Scaria here on Hunter at Sunrise. And